I'm just imagining how that's even more as our kids age, that they need to see. I think our tendency is to keep the righteous front, and where they can't see your sins, they can't see your motivations, to hide them. But I think if there's anything, it kind of helps them see that you're linked, you're on the same side as them. You have the same problem as they do. It's not like you're up here. Yes, there's a sense in which parents, there's a real authority that needs to be respecting and listening, which I think lessens in some ways as kids age, but you're linked together. And I think particularly as our kids grow older, they're going to see that. We think they can't. They're going to see it anyways. And so you're right. Confessing sins that to them maybe we think are hidden is very useful. Yeah. Heather and then Kim. Yeah. Just one more comment, and then we're going to look at some other areas for just a minute. But it also, I think, broadens the field of teaching, where when you're in a car and you hear a song that and you're like, we shouldn't be listening to this, teachable moment. And to take those teachable moments and to use them, or to invite your kids to weigh in on, what do you think about this song? I couldn't understand the lyrics or so on, but what do you think? Tell me a little bit about time. What is time? Define it and give two examples. Cultivating relationship, how does that undergirding or main emphasis in parenting, how does that shape your view of time with them? Mm-hmm. Which is hard because the world presses in with, there's lots of stuff we have to do, too many hats we wear. There's a tension there. But I think just thinking in terms of relationship is going to put the right sort of pressure on that and probably call us to sacrifice my own project of finishing the basement in light of, well, no, relationship first, people first, things second. Karen, welcome back from California. Well, maybe I can pick up on, maybe it's both, so I'll just talk at it. But we talked a little bit last week, I think, about the sort of the biggest thing that women struggle with as in marriages and in parenting is fatigue. And that just really struck me. I haven't done anything about it yet, but I do plan to. but I think that kind of speaks a little bit to this time. In order to really pour ourselves into our kids with zeal, we also need time to be refreshed ourselves so that we have the... Because if we're really tired, it's really hard to care for them at all because they're just getting in the way. And they are. They're just, I think... Hannah Vidal picked this from Laura through a sermon, which is really, but they're little woodpeckers in the brain that just keep on tick, 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 question, like, and I don't know exactly how, but I guess that's a question for each of us. When it comes to time, yes, we do need to be present with them, but we also need times to take a break. And how exactly to do that, maybe you go to California and the kids stay with, well, somebody, grandparents. but I do think that's important where, and you know, Laura has this thing, quiet time. The kids are 11. They still do quiet time in the witching hours, sort of like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, somewhere in there for half. Just, I don't care where you are, just you need to be quiet. And that's more for her than for the kids. And that's in part so that she can, well, they can survive and she can survive. It's that kind of thing that I think is helpful to give us a zeal to pour into them. Yeah, Laura.
I do love my kids.
Am I really... Oh, dear. Yes, Laura really does love her kids. She's much more patient with them than I am, and I think you do very well with this relationship thing, cultivating that relationship. Boy, did it feel like I was throwing her under the bus?
No.
All right, very good. Yes, I better give you pride of place. Right, so I don't know how to summarize all that, but now we have a blip of time with our kids, but we do have eternity to enjoy them as well. And how does that shape how we take advantage of the moments now, and also having boundaries, having or carving out, because it takes a lot of work to carve out, if you will, free time that we can listen to our kids when we really don't care about cars, but they do, and so we invest in them by reading about cars or listening to them go on about Lego. We're like, I don't care. But we begin to care because relational. Yep. Somebody else had a hand somewhere. Yep, Andrew. I'm just going to hit a couple things fairly quickly and maybe have a minute no, we're not going to have any more time on that. Tripp writes us the importance of hanging out with our children while they're getting to be comfortable with their identity during the teenage years is just really important, which means often staying up late into the night, spending hours talking with teens. That's the love language they crave, which is tough because we want to go to bed. We got work to do. And that's going to be every night. But that's Tripp in his teen book. Another thing I was talking with someone else about this week of just the whole idea of how cultivating relationship changes this I will win perspective or attitude when it comes to rules and tasks with our kids. That whole idea of I'm going to win and I don't care what. That's not relationship, really, is it? It's not the kind of relationship where we want where I'm going to power you. That's I'm here, you're just going to fail. It's just going to lead to frustration. That's just something you can chew on a little bit further. Another thing that I'd have loved to have talked about, we're just not going to get to it, is just not always making the decisions for your kids, but letting them feel the choice. I can't make you do that. You're too old for that. I can't spank you anymore. It's not going to produce anything, but it's your choice. If you choose that, here's the result. And if you choose this, here's the result. It's your choice. Just let them feel the weight of really that's wisdom and folly. Let them see the, okay, let's think about this. You can go to that party and you know what kind of party it is. I can't make you not go. But let's think about it. What are the possible outcomes of this particular thing? You make the choice. I'll drive you there. I'll pick up any time of the night. But the choice is, and you're going to feel the consequence. You're going to have to navigate that. That's, I think, where we're trying to move our kids toward. It's really wisdom. Maybe just one more, because we're really close on time. But when they fail, I think we've hit this before. But when they fail, remember the relationship. There's a relationship that undergirds even when they fail big time. That ought not, no, that may not change. You still need to be caring for them when they fail, because that's I think, the heart of the gospel. When we fail, what does Christ do with us? Yes, there may be consequences, but their disobedience doesn't veto our relationship. And then just a reminder, none of us can do this. We all need humility. We all need more self-control. We all need more love. We need more long-suffering. And Galatians 5 tells us that those are the fruit of the Spirit, that He gives those things to us. We're not on our own. God promises to work them in us. And so let's ask Him to do that more. So don't go out on your own, but seek to think of His relationship with me, my relationship with them. God help me, and He will. All right, we better break. Thanks for sitting up front, Laura.